Potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
And Daddy's gonna give you something to drink now.
Oh yeah, that's right, in the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor. We have Mr. Mobius, we have Kuka, we have Investigator Shelley Wright, and we have Rob from Holland. And a stack of some of the craziest Dark 30 material we've ever had on this program. We're gonna start with the most G-rated of the R-rated, and then we're just gonna crescendo.
Oh, Lord.
We're gonna crescendo as time goes on here on the program.
Enjoy our last show.
We think that every time could be our last one. And have you enjoyed the program tonight, Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop?
I have quite enjoyed it.
I bet you have. Do you wish you'd been at the Star Knowledge Asheville conference?
Yes. I'm very sorry that I missed it.
Yeah, you would fit right in. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody would flock to you because of your famous red hair. They know exactly who you are. Investigator Shelley Wright. How are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Crazy busy and wonderful. So, this is a good thing. We're selling a lot of gold lately.
How are the gold and silver numbers doing?
They're doing pretty good. Today, they went down a little bit, but, you know, but they're headed up and it's looking good.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying it's funny how people often will go and buy when it starts going up.
Yes.
Instead of selling when it goes up. But either way, it doesn't matter to you, does it?
No, huh?
Buy, yeah. Sell. Do you think they're just going to keep going up? Because I think they will.
I think they will, too. I do. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you know, the market kind of settles a little bit, but it's just going to keep going up.
The dollar is certainly not showing any signs of improvement.
No.
I mean, okay, now, well, what do you use, a euro, Rob?
Euro, yeah.
And so how much is a euro worth now compared to a dollar?
I mostly go for 125.
Okay, so the euro is worth about 25% more. Okay.
That's been higher, by the way.
It has been a lot higher, like almost double in the past, right?
In the past, for sure. And when let's say 2 years ago, I got about 145, and now I got about 125, so that's a lot of difference.
So at least, getting close to 50% more. All right, well, how can people find Wright's Coin Shop and talk to you and get your advice on how to handle this type of situation, Shelley?
Well, they can call me at the Coin Shop at 828-298-5402 or just come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
That's 828-298-5402. And you just have a ton of Speaking of Strange listeners that come into your shop from all around, don't you?
I do, and it's wonderful. It is. They're wonderful to talk to. They always talk about you and the show and their important, you know, stories and what they just, you know, they love most about the show.
And let me just say, honestly, you might think that Shelley just says, oh, I love Speaking of Strange listeners. They're the best ones. And in the moment we're off the air, oh, I hate those crazy. No, it's really not like that. She tells me off the air all the time that you really do love the type of people who listen to this show.
I really do. I really do. We have a great time, you know, when they call on the phone or when they come in and they know what's going on and they're so easy and so, it's just informed and fun, and I really like it when you come and see me.
Now, Shelley, you're kind of out in the Fairview area. Is that, would you say? I mean, Sweeten Creek's kind of getting in that direction. Is that too far?
Oh, not even the Fletcher area. We're just kind of smack dab in the middle of Sweeten Creek Road. Okay. We're not really more towards the airport, and we're not really more towards Biltmore Village. We're just in the middle.
Well, that's too bad, because otherwise you might have some free porn heading your way.
Free porn, huh?
Yeah. How does that sound? How much gold is that worth? Because there is a story here from Fairview, North Carolina. And, you know, Fairview is right down the road. And so I'm sure that probably the people involved are listening to this and they're saying, oh, how dare you make fun of what's happened to our family. But nobody's making fun. We're just reporting the news. Apparently, some youngsters were in their living room watching a Disney cartoon on Dish Network. Now, I have Dish Network myself. I think you have DirecTV.
I have DirecTV.
Okay. So I guess I'm the lucky one here. So the kids are watching a Disney fairy tale, and all of a sudden it cut to a hardcore pornographic film. And these are three kids. They're watching Lilo and Stitch. Okay. And apparently this was something that had been recorded. So they weren't actually watching the, you know, sort of live broadcast. They DVR'd this thing. Now these kids, there's a two-year-old, a three-year-old, and a five-year-old. They're watching this thing when it cuts to this. And apparently they just kept watching it. That's my impression of what happened here. And apparently mom starts hearing some inappropriate noises coming from the living area. And when mom walked in, she about laid an egg. Okay, no pun intended. She said, quote, I just heard things that probably shouldn't be on Lilo or Stitch. My first thought was that the children changed the channel, end quote. But no, this was about 6 minutes. That's an eternity of porn. A lot happens in 6 minutes of porn. And so, anyway, I could go on and on with this one, but apparently now, obviously, there's a big problem here, and since the kids were exposed to this, it made such an impression that they are now continuing to mimic some of the sounds that they picked up watching the adult film. So I wonder how Dish Network deals with that type of a situation. All I know is I'm going to start recording the Disney Channel at my house. Anybody ever have that happen to them? To me, I'm not sure how that happens. I watch satellite TV all the time. I've watched it for years. Before that, I watched cable for years. Never once in my life have I been watching anything. And boom, suddenly there's porn on the TV.
I'm going to blame the aliens.
Well, they're seeding our brains with something. I don't know exactly what to call that. But so nobody else has ever had that happen?
No.
Okay. Well, and it's always kids watching. Maybe that's just because the adults don't complain about it when they have this experience. But I do know what some adults do complain about, especially men. They always want a little something more substantial to offer the ladies, right? What? Not me. I'm not talking about myself. I'm saying there. Theoretically, there are individuals out there. Oh, look, Forrest is turning away to the corner, isn't he? There are individuals out there who they want to become more significantly enhanced. You know, that's why you have things like extends. And unfortunately, some of these guys are so desperate that they are getting sort of underground medical procedures done where things are being injected in there that should never be injected. I mean, I don't know whatever. Is there ever anything that should be injected in there? I can't think of it.
No.
But in this particular case, of all things, silicone caulk. And apparently here, this 35-year-old man, it's a 22-year-old man, went to get this procedure from a 35-year-old woman. And she starts injecting this stuff, and my goodness, the guy died Is that what happened, really? The guy is dead from this? It says right here, she could be convicted of reckless manslaughter because of this. This woman apparently was advertising with flyers. She'd had them posted around at local businesses. This woman had no medical license or training. She just goes around administering these shots to men's thingies. That's the correct term, thingies. So anyway, they say that this, unfortunately, is a pattern, that this has happened on a number of occasions now. So what is it going to take for men to just be happy, just be comfortable, just be confident? You don't need somebody to inject something else in there.
Women that don't complain.
Yeah, there you go. Holland women, Dutch women, right?
No, women that don't complain. That's the only thing you need.
Forrest, you were like, oh, don't bring me into this conversation. No, but Forrest, can you think of anything legitimately that could be injected into that part of a man? Because I'm having problems thinking of...
No.
I don't
should see his face. Yeah. No.
I don't think it really quite works like that. Am I wrong about... I don't know. I mean, okay.
Well, I mean, we've brought up other stories about women getting augmentations with Fix-A-Flat.
Yes, that's true.
But no, I don't see any reason why anyone should be sticking a needle or anything down there.
Just a needle idea, you know? Actually make him shrink, not grow.
Well said. Well said. All right, where are we going next here? Uniontown, Pennsylvania. You know what? I think for the... I was going to... Oh, man. Oh, you got it. Okay. Mobius had something he asked me for. I'll explain. No, I won't explain that, actually. Uniontown, Pennsylvania. A southwestern Pennsylvania woman has been jailed on charges that she was flagging down motorists and offering to take her clothes off for cash. 35-year-old woman. And says, you know, she was arrested about 8:40 in the morning. Boy, that's a little early for a roadside striptease. You know, they've arrested her for disorderly conduct. She also had some marijuana. And they say it was pretty cut and dry. She was mumbling a little bit incoherently, but I'd say that, you know, that's a business that could have some profitability, right? You're standing on the side of the road. You're taking off your clothes. I mean, it's better than getting a car wash, is it? Maybe. How about combine the two? Isn't that what the bikini car wash concept is all about? What do I know? We're going to take a break. When we come back, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, it didn't take us very long. We're going to start out with a story from our favorite state. I think you know what I'm talking about. Mobius is really looking forward to this. I'm going to have to pick up the pace if I'm going to make it through this stack. It's getting crazy out there, my friends. That's what we call this, the dark 30 hour. We dig into all the more controversial and outrageous material. So, if you're not offended, stick around. We'll continue. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening... excuse me. I'm a bit the clamp. You're listening to the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself from your team. As you stand... Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. In the dark night. Dark night. Dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Strangers coming in.
That's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material. Let me tell you, we dig into some of the stuff that you don't usually hear so much about the rest of the week in the mainstream media, but as true as we are able to validate and verify, nonetheless, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Consider yourself warned. In the studio with a great panel to discuss such things, we have Forrest Connor, Mobius, Kuka, Shelley Wright, Rob from Holland. And, you know, I do want to mention this before I get to what I was going to mention. Before the break, I said something about, hey, it's better than a car wash. And then I see this story from Malaysia. Apparently, there is a car wash in Malaysia that is offering a rewards program. Where could this be going? The program is set up so that within a certain period of time, if you get 9 car washings, the 10th car wash comes with a woman. And guess what she does?
She waxes your interior?
She waxes. She cleans the exhaust pipes very well. And who knows how many times this happened, okay? The 10th car wash is what gets you this. They've now arrested at least 9 women who were participating in this. Mobius, you look like you have some fault bubbling up.
I just think it's funny.
You don't have to bend down like that talking on the microphone. You're frightening me. Yes, that is funny. So now people have been arrested. Hey, what can I say? I guess I was being psychic. I know why you're bending down there, Mobius. You're preparing yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Not for that, but for this. Our next story, finally tonight, moving to our favorite state. The next story comes from Gainesville, Florida. That's right, the Florida Bell. For whatever reason, it's in the studio. It is now the Florida Bell. And just what a terrible headline this is. Okay, I'm just going to read the headline. Accused of smearing poop-stained underwear in man's face. Do I even need to continue? Should I just trash this now? What more do we need to know about this? Says here, a guy got into an argument over rent with a man who lived on the same property, and he took matters into his own hands. Unfortunately, those hands were filled with poop-stained underwear. What? Are we talking about monkeys or men? See, somehow or another, in the midst of this, I mean, think. Here's what gets me. Who has just instant access to crappy underwear that you can, in the heat of an argument, just, take that? I mean, did this guy pause, be like, one moment, please? Uno momento.
Por favor.
Yeah.
Simple play.
Yeah. Uno momento, por favor. And, you know, you're watching this guy, maybe his shoes come off, then his socks, then his pants. And then next thing you know, pow, hello. So says that, anyway, things started heating up because, you know, the money thing got way out of hand. And, the more I'm reading here, it looks like that there happened to be, just so happened to be, it's your lucky day, there's some crappy underwear laying nearby. That's what happened. Okay. And I'm not sure, like, the extent of the detail I should go into, but there's a great a quote here. It basically says the underwear was full of blank. So this is not just like, we're not talking skid marks here. He says full of it. I don't know. Maybe there's an exaggeration here. But anyway, when the cops got there, the guy still was covered with it. Says, quote, he never tried to wash himself to get it off, end quote. He had to prove to the cops what had occurred. Well, only in Florida, right? But as if that weren't enough, now we go to a story from the city of Port Charlotte, Florida. Here we go. A Florida woman is in trouble. Now, this is, I don't know if this is a typical night in Florida or not. Okay, a guy goes into some type of a pub, okay, and there he met a couple of women who were in their 20s. We know how that goes. Have a little drinky-poo. One thing leads to another. They go back to his house, and it's bon chickity bow wow. And then, as the women are leaving, one of the women says, you know, I'm kind of strapped for cash. You think you can help me out a little bit? And he says, sure. So he gives her like $120. But here's where it takes kind of a twist. That sounds like a really interesting night on the town, time to go to bed, you know, get up in the morning, be productive. But no. Later that night, after this, he calls the girls up again. Wants to get back together a second time. Turns out only one of the girls is available. She meets up with them. She gets in the car. They're going down the road in the car, and they start getting nasty, you know, right there in the car. As this is going, she doesn't waste any time. She says, well, I want some cash. Maybe I'm thinking like she must have been the girl who didn't get the money, and she's jealous now, right? I need some money. And he says, I already gave all my money to your friend. And that's when she says, oh, well, how do you like this then? She pulls out a revolver, puts the gun up to his head. Now, this is not such a romantic scenario. At this point, he punches her in the face. She let go of the weapon. The guy loses control of the vehicle. He crashes into a palm tree. His car goes flying through the air. Next thing you know, it's skidding through front yards. The woman takes off. The guy's sitting there in a wrecked car, probably with his pants down, and he realizes, I've looked better. I've looked better. This has not been a good day for me. Typical Florida experience, right, Forrest?
It is.
When's the last time you went to Florida, Rob, from Holland?
Thank God, I've never been there.
No way. You've never been to Florida.
No, and I don't want to go there either.
Why is that?
Well, I've been in Southwest New Orleans with all the mosquitoes and whatever's growing there. No, thank you. Too damn hot.
Yeah, it does get incredibly hot. Well, you know, the southernmost point in the United States is in Key West, Florida.
Yeah, but you know what also is annoying about Florida and all those sport jocks? They don't work, they just sport, they work out, as they call it, and I mean, then you... Sorry.
I just see old people drunks and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
How about you? When's the last time you went to Florida, Mobius?
Probably 30 years ago.
Really? Wow. And so... That was before Epcot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Forrest?
Probably about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Cuckoo, you ever been?
Yeah. And I think the last time I went, I was like 16 or 17. I'm 22 now.
Okay. Shelly?
I was 16.
Yeah. So it's been a while. All right. Well, so, you know, I went down there earlier this year, and, it is crazy down there. I didn't see, you know, this kind of material, but... People have a good time in Florida. Now, you know, we had a little pre-discussion about this next story, and I don't think we're going to be able to dig too much into it before we go to our break, but we all know about the Jackass TV series, very successful, and one of the big stars of that is Bam Margera, and, you know... Bam Margera, he has made his living from just doing crazy things. And yet something happened to him recently that may be the craziest thing that's ever happened to him. A chick broke into his house and did something. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you best I can what this chick did to him and how this all connects with Kuka. Dirty little Kuka. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the program where the unusual becomes usual and the hour when we dig into the most outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the giddies, not for the easily offended. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Sensitive type, if there are kiddies around, because this is when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial news. Consider that your warning. Might want to consider tuning back in next hour for something that might be a little more family friendly. This is the time late at night when we give you the scoop on the crazy stuff that's happening in the world. I'm Joshua P. Warren. And I also want to remind you guys, obviously, it's Halloween time, really. The season is here. And I always try to do something fun and new and unusual. And this year, well, obviously, I was in Transylvania in Romania earlier this year. Our county borders Transylvania County. There are lots of great legends. And so we have our new Vampire and Occult Tour. It's Asheville's only Vampire and Occult Tour, and I mean, it covers all kinds of weird stuff. You've got, you know, not just vampires and witchcraft and tribal spiritualism, spell casting. It leaves from the Asheville Masonic Temple, and so we talk about conspiracies related to Freemasons, and you get to see all kinds of interesting behind-the-scenes stuff. Go to hauntedasheville.com and check it out. We are going to do this for a limited period of time, and so I hope that you'll take advantage of that and our other tours, hauntedasheville.com. Before the break, I was talking about Bam Margera, crazy thing that happened to him. I've got the news story here, but Mobius, you actually know even more about this story than is in this report, because apparently a 24-year-old woman was sort of stalking him and living in his treehouse outside, unbeknownst to him. Is that what you said?
That is accurate.
Yeah, let's get your microphone there. Here you go. So he has a big treehouse, and do we know how long she was staying there?
Possibly up to 3 months.
Wow. Okay. That's even creepier. We keep getting these stories about people who like live right there in your own house or you're on your property and you don't even know it.
She was from Florida.
Was she from Florida?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so she, imagine this. He wakes up in the middle of the night. There she is, naked, in bed, kissing him. He obviously is freaking out instantly. He threw her off. Called 911. While he is on the phone with the cops, the girl, in the meantime, has dropped to the floor, and she is doing things to herself that you probably shouldn't do in front of strangers, and begging him to please, you know, hang up the phone. Turn around. I came here to have a good time. Well, as crazy as Bam Margera is, he didn't fall for that. In fact, he apparently claims she was not a model, right, Mobius?
She appears that she could be attractive, but he said she smelled like a street person,
mm-hmm.
had extremely hairy armpits, and just generally was not well kept.
Wow. So, you know, the cops came, they got her, and we're talking about this story, and Kuka, you told us. Well, of course, you have spent a lot of time. Were you born in Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay, so you are a native Minnesotan. At the Mall of America one time, you ran into Bam Margera.
Yeah, he was there for a part of his TV show called Viva Love Bam.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he was meeting with a lot of fans and signing autographs. I met him. I got his autograph. And then me and my friend went outside of the mall to where the parking lot is.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his friends, apparently, they had gone into one of the elevators in the parking lot, which is all glass. You can see inside it. And all of them decided to pull down their pants and moon me and my friend and maybe two other people who were standing out there. And when they got off, they kind of,
you know, went to the side and went, woo, and, like, they dropped something, and I don't know, they left.
So, I guess if it's your backside, it's a moon. Is it a flash if it's the front side? Is that what you call it?
I suppose.
It's a flash or a moon. They should call it, like, a comet or something if it's the front. Well, congratulations.
He got what was coming to him.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. Well, you know, I remember in one of those Jackass movies, he branded his buttock.
Yeah.
Did you get to see that?
I remember something from that, but I don't remember very much from the movie.
But, I mean, when you saw his behind, did it look branded?
Oh. I wasn't looking too hard. I kind of saw it, and I just kind of looked away. I'm like, oh, my God.
All right. Any of you own any leopard print underwear? Nope. Not even you, Rob.
Yep.
Not even Rob. Any animal print underwear?
Nope.
Shelly's kind of like looking like, I don't want to comment on this. You do, don't you?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. I've got various printed animal prints, yeah. Okay, moving on.
But no leopard?
I don't know. Probably, perhaps, maybe.
Well, I'd rather it be you than Rob. Let's put it that way.
Hey, thank you.
Here's a story from Miami, Florida, that involves leopard print underwear and a murder trial. A lawyer has been fired over this whole incident. Apparently, the underwear incident occurred when witnesses said that the family of somebody on trial was brought some new clothes to wear when they go to the courtroom, and at some point a corrections officer sort of lifted up a shirt and everybody was able to see the clothes that were brought included leopard print underwear. But the lawyer who was involved, I guess this would be the prosecutor, somehow obtained a picture of this and posted it on Facebook. Now, this is a murder trial, and the lawyer posts a picture of this underwear and asking the question, oh, well, look, is this considered proper attire for trial? The judge was alerted. The lawyer was fired. So he was fired over leopard print underwear. So don't wear that to court, Shelley.
Yeah, and don't let the attorney see it.
Don't let people photograph your underwear in court. That's the moral of
that
story.
That's the moral of the story.
Legal briefs.
Yes.
Good one.
Here is an underwear story from New Hampshire. We've seen stories like this before. A New Hampshire man is accused of pretending to be disabled and hiring a caregiver to come to his house and change his dirty underwear for him. You know, these are just some of the more twisted concepts, aren't they?
Yeah.
You recall, we've had situations I've read about like this before.
Exactly.
Guys pretend that they have some kind of mental problem, and obviously they do have some kind of mental problem, but they pretend they can't change their own underwear, and they have nurses come over, and that's what does it for them. And apparently, it's not enough just to have your underwear changed. They soil the underwear and everything to really, you know, make it as realistic an experience for everybody involved as possible. So, you know, the guy's now been arrested. He's in trouble for pretending that he needed his underwear changed when he didn't. You ever done anything like that, Rob?
I prefer it to be not that much.
Here's a European story about a monk in a German forest. Guy was found wandering the forest naked, but don't worry, he had an excuse. He had accidentally eaten some hallucinogenic berries. And so imagine finding a naked monk wandering around hallucinating in a German forest. That's a strange sight. Says he had also some partial paralysis. Couldn't find his way back. Nobody was sure why he wound up naked, but hey, why not?
That's probably how to get to the idea of Blake Forest Gang.
Yeah. You're probably right. Now, I've got just a selection of stories here that I've got to be really careful about. And before we go to a break, I'm just going to go ahead and toss this one out. This is from Wisconsin. Okay, apparently, a family in Wisconsin decided to discard a sofa. Okay, and commonly, of course, sofas are big. When you want to get rid of it, you might just put it out there on the curbside and call some type of garbage collector to come and pick this up for you. So they put this thing outside their house, and you can imagine their surprise when an off-duty officer who was jogging down the street brought to their attention that a man who is 46 years old, who was also walking down the street, had discovered this couch and became very excited by it and decided to make love to it. You put your old, dirty couch on the street, and the next thing you know, there's a man, a random strange man, on your couch, gratifying himself with the cushions.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I call a love seat. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll figure out how I'm going to read some of the last stories I've saved for you tonight. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be right back. Minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. Let me give you a warning. The stories that I'm about to read are the ones I've saved for last because they are just a little more despicable and graphic and disgusting and outrageous and not for kids, not for the easily offended. Turn off the radio if you fall into one of those categories. I'll just do the best I can here. The thing is, there are some details that there's just no way I can come right out and give, but I think you'll sort of get the idea. We're going to start here in Canada with a bunch of female sunbathers who are lying out on the beach, and a 30-year-old man who apparently was quietly walking up to the sunbathers and applying something to them that was not suntan lotion, especially in their hair. And DNA has confirmed that he was the man who was applying this to the ladies under these circumstances. He's now in a lot of trouble, obviously. Believe it or not, there are laws against this. Against.
You don't say.
Yeah. And as if that weren't enough, I read that story, and I'm like, wow, that is really gross. And then I see this story from Merriam, Kansas. And in this story, you can kind of see how this might happen just a little bit more in this situation. Because a Kansas woman was receiving a massage from a male physical trainer. So already, there are some pieces in place here. Something could go awry. So at one point, she flips over. She's lying on her stomach. And as he is massaging her, she realizes that she feels something that doesn't feel like his hands massaging her feet. Maybe he's brought some interesting device to know. Well, yeah, I guess you could say he always keeps this device. And he completed the massage on her feet. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Kuka. What would you like to interject at this point? Please.
In chat, we refer to this as salty milk.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Next story. We go to Turkey. A man in Turkey is in trouble because he is being considered a duck rapist. He's being accused by his in-laws of this ugly crime. Raping a duck? Really?
That's just foul.
Says feathers and blood were found. I mean, whenever you find feathers and blood and you know you have a guy around who's got a screw loose, you're wondering, you know the term, you know, blank a duck. Well, that's exactly what he literally did. And they say this is the second story of this kind of thing happening recently that has drawn attention from this part of the world. But there is something that has happened even closer to home, of course, from the great state of Florida, Ocala, Florida. A farmhand there has been arrested for becoming far too familiar with a miniature donkey. And the funny thing is, when the cops arrested him for being with this donkey, he said, "God, this state is so backwards. You guys just don't get it." He said, "You frown on zoophilia." So crude. 31 years old, and this guy thinks that he is somehow classier because he's open enough to accept this sort of thing. Says that, you know what happens. I don't have to explain what this looked like to you. But here's one thing I will leave with. I'll close with this one. I know you keep waiting. You're like, that wasn't the closer? Jeez, where's this going? I just saw this and I was like, wow, really? This is a story from Hong Kong, China. Now, obviously, virginity is prized in most cases. And once it's gone, it's gone. Unless you have $29.95. Because in that case, you can buy a kit that will restore it for you in about 5 minutes. The kit contains some prosthetics and some things that I don't want to get too specific, but it reminds me of what you might buy before you go to a Halloween party, if you want to put on an interesting looking face. They say you dress yourself up and the experience can be reproduced. Do it for fun or do it because you want to preserve your reputation. Interestingly enough, they say that this kit has sold primarily to buyers in the United States. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Boris Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Next week, we're going to have ball games here on the East Coast, West Coast, best of. Nonetheless, tune in. It'll be good stuff. You are commanded.